on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has been on Capitol Hill urging any lingering doubters among House Republicans to vote for the legislation he's called his big, beautiful bill to House Democrats.
Republicans are trying to jam this big, ugly bill down the throats of the American people.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries arguing that the bill cuts food and medical aid for the nation's poorest while handing the richest a big tax break. More tornadoes have ripped through the nation's midsection. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Blanco, Oklahoma.
455 damaging storm reports yesterday alone were in the town of Blanco, which got clipped by one of those tornadoes. Power lines down, debris just all over the place.
New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver strongly disputes Justice Department charges that she has assaulted a federal agent while attempting to visit an ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
McIver calls this a purely political prosecution and says it was the agents who created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A shelter-in-place order was issued at UW-Platteville last night. Savannah Tome Olson has more details.
Officers responded to Wilgus Hall after a 911 call before 4 p.m. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Hallman said officials determined it was not an active ongoing threat. While first responders were on scene, law enforcement activated safety protocols and alerted people on campus to shelter in place. Officials determined it was an isolated incident and there was no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was clear just after 5 p.m. Authorities said one person was taken to the hospital, but that's all the information they'd release Monday night. Hallman said the situation is fluid. University officials announced they were canceling all final exams for the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. They said they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. They added counseling services would be available for students.
It was later released by UW officials that they are mourning the loss of two UW-Platteville students, Kelsey Martin, age 22, of Beloit, and Haley Helms, 22, of Baraboo. The incident was a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Milk from farms across the state will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it, and the milk can still be used commercially. Those results will help with treatment for the cows infected. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Windy and wet today, with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and high temperatures about 20 degrees cooler than average. We'll be hanging out with temperatures flirting with 50 degrees, showers, and some storms this afternoon ramping up tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. We're here to have some fun with you. We are going to be talking some entertainment in a little bit. Melissa and I will get into another fun one. We got four tips that'll save you money while planning a summer vacation.
Ooh, nice.
All that coming up. But we're kicking off the 10 o'clock hour in a really fun way. We have got Michelle Rogas joining us right now from Rapids Transmission, new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member. Want to send a shout out to the Chamber. When you become a new Chamber member, these are the kind of things you get to do. You have have to put up with my questions. No. Melissa, Michelle does have the headphones on, so Perfect. She can hear you. Michelle, how you doing? Thanks for being here.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. And I have to say that I was very excited about talking with you today, in part because I love history. I love the history of this area. And that's, if you don't mind, where I'd like to start with some of the history of the business and, sure. and the shop.
So it's kind of come a little bit full circle. So in the 80s, my husband's family, so his father and his uncle, came up to the Rapids area. They actually opened the first Rapids transmission. It didn't do well. They wound up closing it. And they went back down to the Adams Friendship area. They came back up in, well, his uncle came back up in the 90s and opened up R&R transmission. They actually opened up the location on 73 in Nakusa. That's where it started. And then about 10 years ago, they moved to the current location, which is on 8th and Chestnut. And then this past January, my uncle-in-law, decided to retire. My husband and I are two girls decided to, well, we moved our girls up here to go to school at Emmanuel Lutheran, and we were looking for a business to kind of take over. And it fell in our lap that his uncle was going to retire, so we purchased the business, and then we decided to change the name kind of back to the original and going back to Rapids Transmission.
Well, I'll tell you right now, nostalgia is huge right now. So, I mean, well done. Well done.
Thanks.
That's a really cool story. Mm-hmm. I love when things like kind of fall into place.
Yep.
You know, and
it's just kismet.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's also got to feel really cool for his uncle and everything to be able to keep this in the family and right. keep that tradition going, because just like going back to the name, that is something that's keeping consistent.
Yep, and we kept, you know, all of the employees are the same, and actually it really is like a family. You know, we kind of strive on the fact that we are, but besides my husband and I, and then his cousin is actually our transmission builder, mm-hmm. and then our other, you know, our head mechanic, he is the one who's been there for 20 years. So it is like a small, close-knit family, and it's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great atmosphere.
You know, whenever we get a chance to talk to a local business and hear these kind of things, especially when they have history involved or family involved, it's always noteworthy, especially with where we are in, mm-hmm. in our community and in this area and such. But one of the things that I really love about this, and I find noteworthy, is something my papa and my grandpa used to talk about. And he meant this a little tongue-in-cheek, but he wouldn't go to a mechanic unless it was something in sons. He always liked to go to family mechanics.
Yes.
And it was in part because there's great mechanics all around. There really right. are. But there was something about that family atmosphere that he liked to support, but that he also liked the energy, the vibe, the, mm-hmm. the just the way the attitude that it was and stuff, and the way the business was usually run. For right. him, between Illinois, Wisconsin, wherever he was living, he stuck by that motto, and it worked pretty good for him. He's right. an old truck driver and stuff. Right. He knew what he was talking about. I do think that there is something a little bit to that. Again, it's not taking anything from any mechanic shop that's out there being run by just people, but
right.
In our area, I think it just carries a little more weight.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And there's so, everybody has a vehicle pretty much, right? And mm-hmm. there's so much business out there, and everybody can have a, you know, a piece of the pie. So, you know, go with who you're comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. and that, boy, especially like mechanics and hairstylists, like those are the those are the ones you go to ones you're comfortable with. You find something that works for you, and especially with a business like yours, because this is also a passion for you guys. You guys enjoy this kind of work, mm-hmm. and like being a part of this industry. And it shows in the amount of service that you guys offer. I want to talk about that sure. with you a little bit, about the different things that you guys offer over at the shop.
We pretty much can do everything. Like, we're a full service auto shop. The one thing that, you know, we really don't do right now is tires. It is something that we are looking into. But our, you know, our main, I guess, niche is really transmission. We build transmissions. We have transmissions on the shelf. We can install them, remove them. But really, like, the heart of what we do is building transmissions. So if there's a problem in the vehicle, you know, we do inspections, and then, you know, we can, you know, take them apart and put them back together.
You know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about this area, especially too, is there are so many great mechanics, but there's also certain people that are better at certain things. Mm-hmm. It's just the way life works. And I think when it comes to transmission, you guys really have this down. This
right.
is something
yes.
that is yes. really your go-to with yes. that. And cannot recommend enough you guys when it comes to that, among other things, because you guys also offer all the basics, oil changes.
We do. Oil all changes, like, you know, flushes, brake jobs, Yeah, I mean, I think we always say we can do anything bumper to bumper. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular as far as the services offered that you think stands out that you other than the transmission? Because doing some of the module programming, some of the other things that you guys offer
that is
over
one
there,
thing that we do. It is very unique. Most of the time, if you do like programming, you usually have to go to a dealer. My husband, who also owns it with me, obviously, he's very tech savvy. So we have brought programming in-house. So if we do change the transmission, especially on the newer ones that are very, you know, computer-centered, most of them do need to be reprogrammed once they're, you know, you have work done. So we are able to do that in-house instead of having to send it to the dealer to have done. So that is a huge thing for us.
What a big feature too, especially when you mentioned before about all of us having vehicles, we're all tied to our vehicles, mm-hmm. and need them to get to work or appointments or any of these things. Being able to get your vehicle that much quicker with being able to offer right. the service in town, not having to ship it off or something like that, that's mm-hmm. a really nice service to be
yep.
able to offer.
Yeah, it's been great. It's really helped out.
And good on you guys too, because I know a lot of mechanics in town and everything, and I would say overall all of them have gotten into the tech industry somewhat mm-hmm. and everything, but some have been just a little bit more hesitant than others. And this is where that specialty thing comes in, I think, to play with older vehicles. There's some mechanics that might be a better idea to go to, but
right.
almost anything nowadays, pretty much, and it's been this way for at least 20, 30 years, I would say, maybe even longer, has some tech component.
Right.
I'm looking at vehicles right now, and I know how old I'm going to sound, but nothing has a key anymore.
No.
And I just try to get used to this. I have a nice keychain I like using. It's weird. There's so much of this going on. You guys are really right there on. You're on the cusp of or mm-hmm. keeping up with. And that is so important nowadays for our mechanics.
Yes. No, I agree. And we also, you know, the other thing that we did in the shop when we took it over is we upgraded our systems, right? So we now have the capability to communicate with our customers via text message, people work, and it's hard to get in touch with them on the phone sometimes. So if you send a quick text message, hey, this is what's going on with my car, they can respond, you know, faster, quicker, and we can kind of, you know, take care of them easier. The other thing is, you know, we went with an appointment system, so we don't have cars or, you know, a delay or how long is this going to take? It's going to take days. It's, you know, we try to, you know, have a concise calendar appointment system where we can get you in and out faster because we know that your vehicle is important.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And another thing I really appreciated that you pointed out when we chatted earlier, Michelle, was that you're a family-friendly business, that your waiting room is welcoming to kids.
Yes. I have twin girls who are 9, and they, they've taken over my office sometimes, but we have, you know, I'm a mom, and family is important, and so we have, you know, coloring books, we have crayons, my kids bring Legos in, but we really want to make it, you know, family-centered, so if you do have to bring your kids, and it is an hour away, your kids aren't, mom, are we done yet, so we try to incorporate things into the waiting room so that the kids can have a little bit of fun and you know, not be so bored.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That is really cool. Yeah. A really good idea. Also, so much of what we talked about really shows how much you guys have paid attention to the community and in tune with that and understanding what the community is looking for and a lot of those things. That's really
without
unique.
The community, we wouldn't be here. I mean, you know, and that's like, I know we were going to talk about, but you know, we're having a grand reopening party on the 31st. And the one thing we really wanted to do was it's kind of a way to give back to the community, to let them know that we are, you know, are here. We're under a new name. But yeah, I mean, you know, so we're on the 31st, we're doing, you know, free tacos, free ice cream. We're having a face painter, all at our cost. So we just want to really to kind of give it out to the community to say thank you for being with us. The business itself has been there for 30 years. So it's a way to say thank you and to, you know, let you know that we are still here. It might be a different name, but it is still the same great people and family, you know, in the community.
Mm-hmm. I am curious, too, of how many old school listeners out there and people that have been in the area for a while are you know, the rapid transmission. It's nostalgic for them, and I think that's really cool, too. And I'm glad you brought up the reopening party. We're very excited about this. We always, you know, a party. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
Anytime we hear the word party, we get very excited around here, and we want to be a part of it, and we're going to be. We appreciate you guys hosting.
Yeah, we are so excited.
Letting us come by, because, yes, as Michelle was saying, they have their grand reopening. opening party coming up Saturday, May 31st. It'll go 11 to 2. We'll be there broadcasting from 11 to 1 over our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. More, we'll be promoting that and talking about it a lot as we build up to it, but we're very excited about being a part of this with you guys. It's going to be a really good time.
I hope so.
Where are you guys exactly located, just to make sure that we hammer that home?
Michelle? So the actual Body Shop and where the event will be is 731 8th Street South, so corner of 8th and Chestnut. The office, if you ever needed anything or you wanted just to come in, the office itself is 821 Chestnut. So it's that you'll see like an auto shop. It used to be a gas station, so it looks like a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big white building that used to be, I think it was a dry cleaner first and then a doctor's office. Yeah, but yeah, yeah. So we've taken it over and it's right now our main office, so in the waiting room area. So that is like if you need to schedule an appointment. You just want to stop in and say hi. We have an office dog. She loves people. So, yeah. So you can come and say hi and see her. She's usually, if she's on the floor, she is standing right in front of the door.
Ready for pets.
Yes, ready for pets and treats. We have treats you can give her too. And she'll love you forever.
I'm going to warn you right now. I'm coming by just to see the dog.
Yeah.
I don't even have anything I need done on my car. I'm just going to come by and see the dog.
She is the cutest. I have to say she's mine, but she's a chug. So she's Chihuahua and a pug. And she's cute.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a breed.
Yeah, oh, they're adorable.
That's a great breed. It's a great breed. and great people over there at Rapids Transmission. Michelle, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back sometime.
Okay.
Twist
my arm.
We're really looking forward to meeting you guys over at the shop and being a part of this great event. The grand reopening going on at Rapids Transmission, May 31st, 11 to 2. We'll meet you there, everybody. We'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 at WIRI 105.5. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Michelle, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to get a hold of you guys, what is the best way to reach you?
Best way is usually by on the phone. So 715-423-1100. We pretty much answer the phone anytime. Mm-hmm. So even if we're after hours or on the weekends, we can pick up the phone. Otherwise, go on the website, Facebook, like us on Facebook. We have monthly specials that we post on there, too. So
it's a good idea to keep up on that social media account. Like that page, everybody. Like the things that they're doing. Share their posts on your page. You never know who might see them otherwise. And be sure to bookmark the webpage, rapidstransmission.com, rapidstransmission.com. I know I have, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Great,
and
thank you.
Definitely we'll look forward to the event coming up.
Thanks
a lot, Michelle. This was fun. We will be back with more show coming up here at Mornings at WFHR.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Windy and wet today, with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and high temperatures about 20 degrees cooler than average. We'll be hanging out with temperatures flirting with 50 degrees, showers, and some storms this afternoon ramping up tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Darn it.
You didn't do it when she was in studio.
I didn't do it. I was watching her leave. And it just, but yeah.
So you did it before and after.
Oh, I'm just the worst. Melissa and James here with you. I do want to send a shout out to Michelle from Rapids Transmission. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoyed talking with her.
And it'll be a great event on the 31st.
Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. I will be in studio running the board, making sure that everybody's sounding good and everything. Mm-hmm. But I vicariously will be living through all of the people down there. Diving into some entertainment news now. Sesame Street will live on thanks to Netflix.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. And especially like a day or two after Seth and I just took Netflix and just threw them over the coals.
We did that yesterday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was yesterday, yeah. So sorry, the time is a flat circle.
That's okay.
So they struck a deal for new episodes. Until recently, Sesame Workshop was in business with Warner Brothers Discovery. Under that deal, the episodes wouldn't air on PBS until months after their debut on HBO and Max, soon to be HBO Max or whatever. But now, new episodes of Sesame Street will air on PBS the same day they hit Netflix. Sesame Street will begin its 56th season later this year.
Well, good. I'm glad they're sticking around because that's an important show.
Yeah. There's nothing that gets people more bent out of shape than talking about other people's money and what to do with it. And especially when it comes into, PBS and public broadcasting and these kind of things. I'm not going to spend the next 20 minutes rambling about the importance of public television. I shouldn't have to. I don't. If you need convincing on it, that's you. That's on you. I know for a fact myself, my sister, my brother, my children. Basically every kid I ever went to school with was made better and was that much better prepared for the world because of public television.
Yep.
Yeah. We are fortunate to live in a world, in a country that has public broadcasting, that has the ability to be able to do the things they do. Many of you out there may have been, and I'm happy for you. Maybe you got to go to school and everybody looked like you. Maybe you got to go to, you lived in a town or living in the area. Everybody looks like you. And everybody likes the same things that you do and all this stuff. If you grew up in that area, I don't know what TV living is like because that is not the real world. The real world needs Sesame Street, needs public access. It needs public broadcasting.
Yeah, because, maybe your parents had time to sit down and read with you at night or in the afternoon or evening. But a lot of kids, their parents work a lot. And to be able to have educational programming that they can have access to for free is only going to help them throughout their lives.
There's no the list of negatives and positives when it comes to PBS or public broadcasting. It's a very simple list, and it's overwhelmingly positive. The negative is something that is, ask the people why they're doing it. Why are they cutting so much funding other than to make you look at this hand, not this hand? Look at the left hand, not the right hand. Look at the left hand, not the right. That's what this is. That's a big part of this. And the idea of trying to save American people money. How many of you live in a better life? How many of you got a bigger paycheck because they cut funding to anything? Anything. How many of you have seen an increase in your lives? When's that happening? When's that supposed to happen? Because for every cut they make, they want to tell you it's supposed to be for the betterment of you. And wasteful spending. That's their favorite phrase right now. Wasteful for spending. Well, tell me what the waste is when you're putting money in our future. Because as long as any of us have ever lived, we've all heard the same phrase. The greatest natural resource we have is our children. Mm-hmm. Anything that puts into our children can therefore not be a waste of money, be a waste of funding. This is logic. This isn't me trying to use opinions or some cool survey I found. This is logical. You can't have one without the other. You can't say the children are important, they're our future, and then not invest in them.
Right.
It makes no darn sense. The only people trying to make it sense are people who are doubling down, who are being caught up in a lie, like Van Orton or some of the other people in this state who told you, looked you right in the eye and told you they weren't going to mess with Social Security, they were not going to mess with public funding, and then they turned around and did it.
Mm-hmm. And that they're not going to make cuts to the VA. Well, guess what?
and I don't blame a rat for being a rat. But what I do blame is the people that let them get away with this when they lie to you in your face Then 2 months, 3 months later, they're going on and doing it. And then their followers, their constituents, double down and agree with them, even though that was not the agreement when they were voted in.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any logical sense. If you can make it make logical sense, please call up 424-2600, because I'm getting to the point where I'm not burnt out, I'm not done, but I'm awfully frustrated.
Mm-hmm. And a little tired.
I'm a little tired. A little tired. But that's tired. More so I have no good, I don't have a good sleep schedule. It's more on me.
But I'm this not, does kind of add to it a bit.
I will not blame the government for my bad sleeping. That is not their fault. They can only do so much. They try. I'm not going to blame them for that. That's on me.
What I will blame the government for, though, is what I feel is a misappropriation of our taxpayer dollars. I want my taxpayer dollars to go to pay for things like public broadcasting, for things like school lunches for kids, for the things that make our society better, not tax cuts for the rich that don't need them.
They're only
invest in our society.
Yeah, they're only looking out for them. They're only looking out for themselves when they were hired to look out for us.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston's estate is celebrating the 40th anniversary of her debut in music with a tour this fall.
Really?
It's called The Voice of Whitney, a symphonic celebration. It'll include original masters and remastered recordings of her hits with new musical arrangements, plus some never-before-seen footage and interviews.
Huh.
The executor of Whitney's estate says, quote, "There's discussion and plans to take our tour internationally," which is where Whitney did a majority of her concert tours throughout her career. The Voice of Whitney is a unique concert experience. The show originally premiered late last August in Chicago and has a lot more dates planned for it because of the success of those shows.
Hmm. I'd be tempted to see that.
Yeah. This is always an interesting feeling thing to me, because obviously Whitney is no longer with us, and this is more of her estate kind of, you know, making money on her name.
And at the same time, things that weren't released that her fans would want to see.
Right. It's a mixed bag. I mean, it's not a perfect scenario, but what is? It's better than, you know, I think it's better than just sitting on these interviews and sitting on
and
this
not
music.
Not doing anything with it.
Yeah. One thing I really love about this, Melissa, is the idea of younger generations getting an idea of knowing who Whitney Houston is and, you know, getting
And being able to experience her talent.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. We talked about this on the Sunrise Show a little bit. Just wanted to cover it over here just in case anybody had missed it, because I think it's kind of cool. Did you know that Bruce Springsteen recorded a country album? He did this 30 years ago.
Really?
And it is about to see the light of day. while he was recording his album, The Ghost of Tom Joad, one of the greater covers you'll ever hear, he did this back in 95. Bruce was listening to a lot of country music, so much so that he also recorded a country album alongside with the making of Tom Joad. The album was originally titled Somewhere North of Nashville. Great title. but it never got released. Well, luckily, Bruce's new project, Tracks 2, The Lost Albums, will show his long-lost countryside. The album is coming out June 27th. There's a song out right now that if you want to check it out called Repo Man. And it's a natural fit. I was talking about this with Seth. My dad told me about this a long time ago. Bruce Springsteen, early on in his career, they were pegging him to be the next Bob Dylan. They were thinking the next big folk artist and everything. It really isn't until Born in the USA that he becomes more of a pop star, a rock star, those things. Bruce's whole kind of thing was songwriting and letting it just focus on the guitar and the voice. This is kind of going back to that a lot of that, it feels like.
Yeah, interesting. I'd be interested to hear his country album.
There's also a lot to be said about this with a lot of the movement to country music by a lot of pop stars and everything.
But the fact that he did this, what did you say?
30 years ago.
30 years ago?
Yeah.
I think that gives it an entirely different feel.
Oh, yeah. And this is where I'm going with it is that, there's nothing new under the sun. Post Malone, Beyonce going country is nothing new. Artists have been, Ray Charles did this back in the day. it's nothing new. People have been doing it for a very long time.
It's fun to sing different styles of music as a performer.
I would think so. Yeah, I know as an actor, I don't want to play the same part over and over again.
Right, exactly.
I get it. Taking a quick look at what's new on your small screen, Jeopardy! Masters quarterfinals are on at 8 o'clock on ABC. The 27th season finale of The Voice is on at 9 o'clock, or 8 o'clock on ABC.
I can't believe it's still on.
I don't know if you heard it in my voice. I was shocked it's still going. I didn't know. There's a couple of interesting things. Sarah Silverman's got a new stand-up special on Netflix, but the reason I'm talking about this is by now I think a lot of people in the state have already heard. There is a new Netflix documentary coming out today, The Fall of Favre. It's a documentary about Brett Favre's NFL career and the scandals that marred his legacy. There is a lot of talk about what is going to be in this documentary.
Oh, I bet.
And
there's a lot of diehard fans out there that are probably not going to be happy with it. Or maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't have any...
preconceived notions.
Yeah, going into it. I do think that from what we're hearing, because there's a lot of local people that were interviewed for quite a while when it comes to this documentary, including, I believe, our own Mike Clemens was interviewed for the documentary.
Really?
I don't know what they used of theirs or how much they used of that material or anything, but it definitely has some local ties to it.
Well, and again, that they're releasing this while he's still alive.
Yeah.
That's, which is just...
Interesting. Weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird and interesting. And you wonder how good how accurate and how good the reporting can be when that happens. I do think, though, that regardless of what the documentary is, good, bad, factual or not, it is another opportunity for us as a society to do something that we're going to have to learn to get better and better about as we go forward. Can you separate the artist and the work? Can you separate the athlete and the person and the man?
Right. Yeah, because as an athlete, when he was quarterback for Green Bay, I mean, he did a lot of good things, didn't he?
Yes. Yes.
That's during the time period where I was watching football.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's got records that nobody will ever break. He brought a franchise that was hurting. To the promised land, not alone, of course, but he was a gigantic part of it.
I mean, the quarterback kind of sets the tone for team.
He's also done some really scummy things, some really nasty things. And I don't even know if some of it's going to be in the documentary because I'm thinking about him in a hot tub. I'm not even talking about some of the stuff that he did in New York and some other places.
I was thinking of when he was joined the Vikings.
Right, right. There's that story. Well done, Mo.
Come on! That was really good for me.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. There we go. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That is already released on Netflix. I believe it's already on there.
All right. Well, so if you're interested, go check it out.
We'll come back after our new sports and partner break. We're going to talk about four tips that'll save you some money while planning that summer vacation. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump had previously called the loophole, quote, unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate it.
The senators argue that the loophole allows investment managers to pay lower tax rates than many middle-class Americans, costing the government billions in lost revenue. It's the one-year anniversary for an Amtrak line that crosses Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has the story.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
You can find tickets and more information on Amtrak's website. Beaches in Wood County will open for the season this Friday. The Parks and Forestry Department said the Southwood County, NEPCO, North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches open Friday, May 23rd, and they will remain open through Labor Day weekend. These beaches are not staffed and are unguarded. Dogs are not allowed in the beach areas. Beaches are monitored throughout the summer for bacteria counts, and it will be posted if any beach needs to be closed due to a high count. You can find more information and make camping reservations through the county website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple of years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Windy and wet today, with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and high temperatures about 20 degrees cooler than average. We'll be hanging out with temperatures flirting with 50 degrees, showers, and some storms this afternoon ramping up tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Seems like we got some new bumpers.
Yeah, we do. Some Caribbean Queen playing us in. Melissa James hanging out with you. I thought this song has a summer vibe to it, right?
Yeah,
Got a summer feel to it. You got the 80s saxophone playing. You're just thinking of summer. Well, that kind of leads us into talking a little bit about summer and summer vacations. And you notice I did not say summer vacay. I'm not saying that. If you're planning, to each their own, I don't know. If you're planning a summer vacation, it's time to start thinking about booking your flights and hotels. Here are four tips that should save you a little bit of cash during it. Be flexible with your dates. If you're looking into traveling on July 4th weekend, it's going to be a lot more expensive than traveling on a random Tuesday or Wednesday in June.
Yeah.
Also, try to avoid flying on Sundays and Mondays. Those days tend to be most expensive, according to the data from flight app Hopper. That's an Hopper. Haven't heard of that one.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty much the same as it's always been, I think. I mean, as long as I've been flying over 20-some years.
Because if someone's going to take a three-day weekend, or even if just the weekend, I mean, you're going to come home on a Sunday or a Monday. So those are... more expensive.
If you can swing it a different day, it might save you a couple bucks. It will save you a couple bucks, really. Don't assume your vacation rentals are cheapest. There was a time where vacation rentals like Airbnbs were usually cheaper than a regular hotel, but it's not always
not anymore.
Yeah, it's not always the case anymore with all the fees that get tacked on. So shop around, consider all your options.
And make sure they list hot water as one of your amenities.
That's so bad.
Reference our conversation the other day.
Nicely done. I love a good callback. Stay in the outskirts of the city. I like this one. The closer you stay to all the action in the city center, the more expensive the hotel is going to be. So consider staying in areas outside of the city center, especially if there's good public transportation.
Yeah, but then also depending on what city you're staying in, make sure that it's a safe area.
Everybody, yes, please make sure of that. Do your homework. You know, one of the, I think, advantages of social media nowadays is being able to literally look at, like, what the locals are saying and thinking and stuff.
You can always check ratings on hotels. And there's, I think, websites where you can even look to see, like, crime rates in areas.
And I think one of the helping factors with this too is I don't know, for me, like, especially if you're going outside of the country, anybody that I know that has gone to the United Kingdom, they tend to stay outside of, like, England, outside of London, outside of a major city. They don't necessarily stay in the major city, and they seem to enjoy themselves more because they're getting the real English experience, if you will, or something. Yeah,
experiencing the culture without all the touristy stuff.
I really, we were talking about it earlier today, I really want to go to Louisiana one day. I absolutely, of course, I want to see New Orleans. I want to see everything about it. But I don't really want to, you know, stay in New Orleans necessarily. Mm-hmm. I'd like to stay, you know, right outside of it or something like that.
Yeah, just being able to experience the countryside is really cool. I've only been to London, and I never got to get outside of the city. And so that's still a goal of mine. I was thwarted a long time ago, but I will rise again.
Yes, you will.
I have a new passport now.
Yes, you will. Yes, you do. And I love the word thwarted. Anytime you can put that into a conversation, it's great.
But yeah, I always wanted to see the countryside. And I can tell you from my trip down to Louisiana when I was like, I think it was 17 or 18. The countryside is so pretty. But I also like swamps. So, I mean, you kind of got to like that.
I don't know. Me too. I do too. I've never really been around them that much. So I want to experience that. And that's I think the main thing that gets me to want to travel is not, you can go to, you know, Louisiana and experience Mardi Gras, you know, and I want to do that. I want to experience it, but I want to see I want to see things that.
All of it.
Yeah. I want to see the swamps. I want to see the local.
Off the beaten trap.
The local agriculture and what it's like. I like seeing those things. When the first month I was in California, I don't think I looked up. Whether I was looking at the the mountains and everything, maybe a little bit in the ocean, but mainly it was just the plant life out there and the trees and the differences in that.
Our country is so huge, and we have such a variety of plant life and things like that to experience. Like the moss in the trees.
Yes.
In Louisiana is just. That's fantastic.
I wanna,
and it's like that out in Washington too, which you wouldn't necessarily, you know, they're very, very far apart, but they both have really cool trees.
Yeah, the only reason I know that is my youngest spent time in D.C. and she told me.
I meant Washington State.
Okay. Well, they got stuff like that in D.C. too.
Cool. Why does everybody have mossy trees but us?
Yeah. Wait. It may be a mixing it up. Maybe I am. But I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Not fair.
And the final one on this list is pay with credit card points.
This
one's tough if you don't have many points saved up already. But if you are sitting on a bunch of points, now's the time to use them.
And you also have to have a credit card with points.
Yeah.
Because only certain ones do that. Mine doesn't.
Yeah. That's that last one. I don't know how much that is very helpful.
I think it's like a more American Express kind of thing, isn't it?
I think
where
so.
Where you get some travel points with them.
There are few subjects I know less about than credit cards. I'm just going to nod my head with whatever's being said. I'm just going to. But these tips, I was looking for more tips that are similar, and other things going on. And I'm basically seeing all the same stuff. And especially one thing that, I don't know, they kind of touched on with this one a little bit, but not 100%, is making a budget. and setting a budget and sticking to it.
Yeah, because it's really easy to overspend.
And the deals are out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you plan well and you plan ahead and you have an itinerary and you follow it, you can usually stay within budget.
Yeah.
If you've done your research.
I think you could look at this as a That Ain't Right story, and I think you can take a number of different things from it. But I wanted to just wrap up with a new report that asked people why they have side gigs. And 29% said that they needed extra income to cover basic expenses. 11% said to pay off debt. 11% said that it was for financial freedom. And 10% said saving for a specific goal. Another 9% are pursuing a passion or testing a new career path. The interesting thing is, among those things, I think that's interesting, but there's also the percentages didn't fluctuate much whether you're making $20,000 or $200,000.
Whoa.
Among people making over $100,000 or more, 25% said that they have a side hustle for extra money for basic expenses.
Yikes.
8% said that they're trying to save for a specific goal, and 7% paying off debt, 10% more financial flexibility. So even in those price rate, that gigantic price difference or yearly income difference, people have side hustles.
Well, it just tells you how much people living in those. It boggles my mind because either they have a heck of a lot of debt, which means they either have a lot of toys, really expensive home, really expensive vehicles, you know, something that they're paying a lot of money towards. That's eating up all of their income, or they live in a really expensive place like, I don't know, California.
Mm-hmm. And all of those are factors. And things that I appreciate you mentioning. Now, you can go to civicscience.com if you want to see the complete article, and it'll show you that this is those people that Melissa is referencing, along with us. Just everyday people trying to get by and trying to make a living. So that right there. If you needed any more evidence or another reminder or anything of the above, as far as what we were talking about earlier, about the importance of minimum wage and the importance of a good yearly income and how difficult it is, even people taking all the factors Melissa was saying, even taking in all those factors, there is going to be a percentage of people that are just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because they got a bunch of ATVs or because they have some expensive hobby or something like that. I'm not saying that isn't a factor in the percentages, but it's a very small factor in the percentages when it comes to just everyday people who are making, even people that are making $40,000 to $50,000 a year are still needing a side hustle. That's not the way this is supposed to work. We keep talking about we need to focus on our mental health and you can't take it with you and you don't want to work your whole life and you know, work shouldn't be your number one thing. You shouldn't, you know, put your identity to your work. Well, then, you know, let's even that out a little bit here so people don't have to do that.
Then the number one stressor in people's day-to-day lives shouldn't have to be, can I pay my rent? Can I pay my mortgage? Can I put food on the table? That shouldn't be your number one concern. And for a lot of us, that is.
Yeah. I don't know how they expect anybody to have any kind of income to be able to do anything fun.
We talk about vacations all the time. Who's going on vacations?
I'd like to know. Seth and I were talking about on the Sunrise Show some of the concerts that are coming up. And Chris Stapleton's going to be in Louisiana. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, this is a meeting of the worlds. I want to see Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, you could do both.
I want to go to. Yeah. And then I realize, oh, yeah.
That'll never happen.
It's never going to happen. Like, not even in my dreams will that happen. Even in my dreams, my dream stops the dream and says, look, man, you ain't got the money for this.
Oh, I hate that. Why can't our dreams not? But they're just like, don't get reality involved in my dreams, dude.
I am the world's worst dreamer. This has happened to me in a dream where my dream just went to black and white. It just went to base, like an old Mickey Mouse cartoon, like Steamboat Willie. Like it just went to that. We're just gonna run this, man, because you cannot afford the dreams you're having.
But it's just this isn't reality. This wouldn't happen to you.
And that ain't right. That ain't right. We deserve a vacation. We deserve to be able to enjoy a rock concert.
Or at least to be able to dream about it.
Yeah. Yeah. At least. I don't think you're asking much there. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We got some good stories of the day, some local events in our schedule to get into, and plenty more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
As a fellow veteran, we understand what it means to serve on a team. A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, reach out now. Reach out WIS.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and ReachOutWIS.org.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Windy and wet today, with winds gusting out of the east up to 30 to 40 miles per hour and high temperatures about 20 degrees cooler than average. We'll be hanging out with temperatures flirting with 50 degrees, showers, and some storms this afternoon ramping up tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, wrap up the show. Want to say a big thank you to Michelle Rogus for joining us from Rapids Transmission. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and mark your calendars for the 31st, 11 to 2. You want to get down there and check out the business.
Yeah, on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, we'll be broadcasting that day at 11 to 1. Encourage you to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't think she mentioned it, but I think the plan is to have tacos and ice cream there, dude.
Yeah, they're going to have some food. They're going to have a lot of fun.
And face painting.
There. Yeah, it's going to be a blast, everybody. We'll be talking about it as we get closer to it. Do want to remind everybody that we've got some great local concerts going on in our area. We have one happening tonight. Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Rams Spring Concert at the Rams Auditorium, going to be going on tonight at 6 o'clock. Sixth grade band concert, followed by at 7, the 7th and 8th grade band concert.
Nice. Get out there and support the kiddos.
I think this might be their last one of the season, too. So
probably.
Get on over there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Have some fun. Enjoy. Let me see. Yes, Wednesday over in Nakusa. They have at 6 o'clock the Alexander Middle School and Nakusa High School band concerts happening.
Awesome.
Check those out. Get to both of them if you can, everybody. Support these kids and enjoy a really good show.
Yeah.
I saw that it was very, it went well yesterday and they had a lot of success with it. We have another community blood drive happening today from 10 to 3.
All right.
Don't get to see these back to back very often. Appreciate all the volunteers.
Because of Memorial Day, yeah.
Yeah, everybody getting together to make this happen. We appreciate you. This blood drive is happening again. It's been going on for the past hour. It'd go till 3. It's located at the former Eastern High School music cafeteria area. Go ahead and head on over there if you can to get in and save some lives. We appreciate you.
And it doesn't take long.
Mm-mm. We're going to be talking with our good friend Terry John, CEO of Your United Way, in just a little bit. She's going to join us for the Rapids Report today. Be sure to catch that interview at 2 o'clock on streaming exclusively of WFHR.com.
Nice.
And spread the word about the show, everybody. Make sure that we get everybody listening and checking it out. One of the things Terry and I will be touching on is the Mother's Day through Father's Day diaper drive that the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties is hosting. Drop off any new or unopened diapers for all sizes, wipes, unscented are preferred, diaper rash paste and creams. Any parents out there, you know what we need. And the bigger size diapers are one of those particular needs they have.
Yeah, and if you can drop them off anytime during their open hours at the United Way office, they're open from, I believe, 8:30 to...
4.
4. Yeah, there we go, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. They're located at 351 Oak Street right here in Rapids. Stop on over there, say hi, and thank you so much to everybody who has already donated some of these items. We really appreciate it.
And the parents really appreciate it. So do the kids, to be honest.
Yep. That's a good debate of which one appreciates it more. We certainly appreciate our United Way. Again, be listening for that interview today, Rapids Report. United Way's CEO, Terry John, is going to be joining us. You can catch that at 2 o'clock, streaming at WFHR.com. A quick reminder that tomorrow, bingo.
It's Wednesday. That means bingo.
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge going on tomorrow. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Head on over there. Enjoy some bingo. Have some fun. It is. Get there early if you can, because it is always loaded. They got tons of people over
packed,
there.
They get packed, and you got to find the perfect spot to set up all your trolls.
Yes.
Get on and up. If you have trolls, will you please send a picture?
Please do.
Post it to our social media, because I would love to see some bingo trolls.
100%. Yes. Oh, God, I love that. Thank you for thinking of that. Yes. And have some fun. Have some fun tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah.
They're going to have a lot of fun at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 Steak Feed.
Steak Feed.
They do this every year. They do a good job with this one. It's coming up next Tuesday, May 27th from 4:30 to 7. It's open to the public over at Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road right here in Rapids.
What time is it?
It will be going on from 4:30 to 7. Proceeds. They're going to have a cash bar with sodas, beer, and wine that'll be available. They're going to have some really good food in New York, 12-ounce New York strip steak, some mushrooms and onions, all the fixings, all for $30, and all that included. And all the proceeds go to support VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin.
Okay, I've got it on my calendar, so I'll meet you there.
Yep, May 27th, going to be some good steak, going to be and a good time. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to remind everybody that Wood County's Agricultural and Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Clean Sweep is coming up Saturday, May 31st.
Yeah.
8 to noon, and then also on Saturday, September 13th, 8 to 12. This event makes it easy for Wood County residents and producers to safely get rid of their unwanted household and agricultural hazardous waste. Appreciate all the volunteers and all the people that do this. Next week, we're going to talk more and more about this event, but you can find out more by going to Wood County Health Department's website and finding out more right now.
Yeah, the May 31st one is in Marshfield. The September 13th one is at Saratoga Hall here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Make your plans to get rid of those items the right way, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you doing that, too. Taking a look at some world good stories here. A cat in Lakeland, Florida named George recently got neutered and didn't want to stick around to see what else might happen. So he popped his cage open, scaled a fence, and escaped.
Oh, my.
All
poor George.
On anesthesia, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, he's okay. He somehow knew which way to go, walked 3 miles, and showed up back home a few days later.
Dude, I'm blowing this pop stand. They're not nice here. I'm going home.
Kind of don't blame him. I don't blame George on this one.
I mean, and you know, they say how anesthesia affects everybody differently. It's true for cats, too.
Yes.
It's like a shot of adrenaline, man. It really is. I'm king of the world.
What I would give for the video of this, I'm just... Yes, definitely the Mission Impossible. Yes, the Mission Impossible music going during the whole thing. And Panda Watch, zookeepers at the National Zoo in D.C. say that their two giant pandas have been pretty flirty lately.
Ooh.
And of course, but you know, most all of us know, you may not know anything about animals other than pandas. It's hard for them to procreate. So that's something, it feels like our whole lifetimes that's been a topic of conversation. And it looks like we may have some baby pandas coming soon. Who knows?
Aww, baby pandas.
They got to be playing. They got to be pumping out the Marvin Gaye music over the speakers and everything.
Only you like that, James.
I'm telling you, it'll help. In other animal news, the San Diego Humane Society took in a 2-month-old black bear cub after they couldn't find its mother. And a video they posted is in the news because they've been wearing a cheap bear Halloween costume to interact with him.
Yes, because you don't want him to be used to humans.
And it's working. Like, it's really working very well and everything.
Oh, good.
I think one thing should be said about this, because bears, incredibly smart animals. Very, mm-hmm. very smart animals. Also, very empathetic animals. Bears are one of the few animals that we can say for sure that, oh, well, these animals experience empathy. They have understanding. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that they're necessarily fooling this bear. It may just be like, you know, they're trying really hard.
Yeah.
They try.
Like, you know what? Let's just pity them a little bit. Let them think. I think they're a real bear.
They somehow found a Spirit Halloween in May and were able to buy this. They probably spent money out of their own pocket to buy. You know what? I'm just going to let them believe that. You know what? Ooh, real bears in the room. This bear is just going with the whole thing. That's good on that bear.
That's awesome.
And good on those workers. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate all of you out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back at this tomorrow having some fun. Melissa, you have a good day.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New development in the New Orleans jailbreak. CBS's Katie Weiss says a jail worker has been arrested.
This maintenance worker is accused of helping the inmates turn off the water supply so that the inmates could then pull the toilet from the wall and successfully make their escape without getting drenched.
One of the escapees arrested yesterday, six still on the loose. President Trump went to Capitol Hill today to push reluctant Republicans to support his budget bill, urging them to stop fighting and get it done. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The White House is framing this as a potential tax increase on Americans if it fails to move forward.
The FDA says it will now require trials for future COVID shots in young, healthy Americans. Shots will still be approved for those 65 and older with at least one high risk factor. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Hi, this is Beth, host of the